Jan Hudak joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you feeling heading into this year's World Cup season?
Pretty good. I mean, obviously with my history, it's always a challenge with the body, but had a great summer full of training and some great days on snow in October over in Europe. So more or less, I feel ready, and I always tweak a few things anyways, you know, get things dialed in just before Lake Louise, and I think I'm ready to put down some good results.
It's kind of funny to think that a 34-year-old would be an elder, but you're kind of the elder on the men's alpine team. Do the younger guys look up to you? Like, how do you provide mentorship to them?
I hope they still look up to me, but some of them do, but at the end of the day, we're all trying to beat each other when we're on the hill, right? So it's a lot of banter back and forth, and as far as like the mentorship, one standout example is obviously that Broderick Thompson, who's on our team, who's skiing and training with us. Younger guy, about 22, he's a Panda House sponsored athlete this year, so I sponsored him, and I really believe in him, and not only his talent for skiing, but his character and his personality are, he's a standout in that field and someone I like to get behind and support. And talking to him about sponsors and endorsements and things like that, how to conduct yourself, how to approach people, it's, you can't really put a formula on it.
So how is the men's team looking this year? Are there any guys we should be watching out for, other than yourself, of course?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm pretty excited because Eric Gay, obviously, one of the standouts, he's back in action. Also, one of the elders, he's, I have to point out, he's 2 weeks older than I am. So, and he's also, you know, coming back from injury and getting everything dialed in, but he's been skiing fast in the summer. Manny Osborne Parody is back at it, skiing well. One really exciting thing is we've got Robbie Dixon, who's back after more or less like 2.5-3 years out of the loop with two broken legs. And he's been skiing well, so he might take it slower and start on the Noram Tour, but really excited to have him back. And obviously Broderick Thompson, some of these younger guys, Morgan Pretty, hopefully Ben Thompson. I think I'm just excited because it seems like we have the whole team back together, and I think that's just an energy that we can draw from.
I understand you actually have an app coming out that's related to skiing and training.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, not specifically just about skiing. The original idea was to go across all sports, but obviously just with our focus and our connections, we had to start somewhere. So we're starting with skiing, but it's like Instagram, Facebook for just skiing specific, but with like a million horsepower, more features, better technology. It's going to be everything from the usual, the member content driven media, pictures and videos, but back end communication tools for coaches and parents and athletes, a place where young kids that normally wouldn't have the opportunity to reach out and be able to fund themselves. It gets everyone involved under the same umbrella, so the 6-year-old ski racer from Red Deer, Alberta can feel connected to myself or to Bodie Miller in the U.S. or some of the top stars, and even getting, you know, those, the weekend warrior or the couch potato somewhere that just loves to watch ski racing, get them involved and just close up and personal to everyone in the ski community.
What's the app called and when is it going to be available?
The app's called Panda House. My nickname is obviously the Panda, and all my social networks are Panda House of Rock. So the soft launch will be in Lake Louise on the 27th. The hard launch will be the weekend of the Kitzbühel race in Austria.
Spending so much time living in Banff, I mean, Lake Louise must be kind of like your old stomping grounds. What does it mean to be able to race on home soil at kind of a home course like that?
It's awesome. I mean, I've been racing at Lake Louise since I was about 9 or so, back in the Nancy Green days. It's just a great opportunity. I mean, not a lot of people have the opportunity to race on home soil because of just logistically of where they come from or whatever else, but to be able to race on home soil in front of friends and family is always a treat, obviously, and it's a blessing, and if you can take that energy into a positive way, that's more power to you.
Winter Start World Cup at Lake Louise, men's downhill November 28th, and the Super G going on the 29th. The women go the following weekend. Jan Hudak, thanks for joining me on the show, and best of luck with the upcoming season here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.